Dear chef, what would you say about his style of holding the plate? This is also a style of holding the plate that Islamic brother is holding, and that one also.
Well, this is the style of those who don't like to bow before the food. So while eating the food, a person should bow a bit. If the plate is on the tablecloth, then only the respect can be expressed. If you hold a plate in hand, it will move. If you pick a morsel, it will move up. Like this. If the plate is on tablecloth, it won't move. You will have to move instead. Therefore, it is better to keep the plate on the tablecloth. Nowadays, it is the practice to fill the plate like this. This era is modern. We used to eat in platter. Directly, the more we use plates, the more leftover food and washing will comfort us. That will be only one platter. But here, every plate will have some leftover food.
As you have advised about eating in a platter, it doesn't usually happen at homes. If we ever get a chance of eating outside with someone whom we don't know, he eats in such an unpleasant way that we think we should not continue eating with him like this anymore.
Some people eat in an unpleasant way.
What is unpleasant in their style? How do they eat?
Actually, they take rice in hand in this manner and they put into the mouth like this.
Well, they should be taught. What's wrong if you advise them to pick a morsel with three fingers?
What if the person is hungry?
Teach him after eating.
Everybody doesn't listen to the advice. They think that they are right.
Those who are sitting here didn't achieve their mindsets by birth. Certainly they had different mindsets, such as fighting with others, firing and someone. Would have joined burglary groups. See how Dawat Islami reformed many people and presented before you. These people haven't achieved this mindset by birth. According to the Holy Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And advise, for advice, benefits the Muslim.